This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Senior BJP leader Nayab Singh will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Haryana for the second consecutive term today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at Shalimar Ground in Panchkula. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. Mr. Singh met Governor Bandaru Dattatreya yesterday and staked the claim to form a new government in the state following his election as BJP Legislature Party leader. Prime Minister Modi will chair a half-day conclave of chief ministers of the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, and their deputies in Chandigarh today. BJP President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, and Home Minister Amit Shah will also attend the meeting. According to a BJP statement, the proceedings will begin immediately after the swearing-in ceremony of Nayab Singh Saini as Chief Minister of Haryana. The meeting will follow a structured agenda focusing on national development issues. It will also include discussions on the observance of the Samvidhan Ka Amrit Mahotsav. Prime Minister Modi will attend the celebrations of Abhidhamma Devas and recognition of Pali as a classical language in New Delhi today. The International Buddhist Confederation, in association with the Culture Ministry, is observing the International Abhidhamma Devas. The Prime Minister will share his insights on the significance of Abhidhamma Devas, the importance of the Pali language, and the government's ongoing efforts to preserve and promote the rich heritage of Buddha Dhamma. A special address will be delivered by Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat. Parliamentary Affairs and Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will also be present. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-day visit to Malawi from today till 19th of this month. She is scheduled to have bilateral meetings with the leadership of Malawi and also to meet the Indian diaspora. President Murmu held a bilateral meeting with her Mauritanian counterpart, Muhammad Ould Ghazouni, yesterday. She also participated in the delegation-level talks. Four MOUs were signed between the two countries to strengthen the bilateral ties. The government has given nod to increase the minimum support prices for Rabi crops for marketing season 2025-26. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav briefed media about the cabinet decisions taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. The minister said rapeseed and mustard MSP has witnessed maximum increase of 300 rupees per quintal, followed by lentil at 275 rupees per quintal. He said gram MSP has increased 210 rupees per quintal and wheat 150 rupees per quintal. Mr. Vaishnav said the government also approved construction of Varanasi Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay multi-tracking project, including a new rail-cum road bridge across Ganga River in Uttar Pradesh. The minister said this project will ease connectivity, minimize logistics cost, reduce oil imports and lower CO2 emissions. The Union Cabinet has also approved 3% increase in DNS allowance for central government employees and DNS relief for pensioners. Mr. Vaishnav said increase in DA and DR will benefit over 49 lakh central government employees and over 64 lakh pensioners. The BJP Central Election Committee meeting was held at the party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday evening. Attendees included Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, BJP President JP Nadda and other senior leaders. India has reiterated that Canada has presented no evidence whatsoever in support of the allegations levelled against India and Indian diplomats in response to media queries regarding Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's deposition at the Commission of Inquiry. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the deposition confirms what India has been saying all along. In cricket, day two of the test between India and New Zealand will begin after the opening day was washed out due to rain. In badminton, Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will face China's Han Yu in the pre-quarter final of the women's singles at Denmark Open today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.